starting three lines from the top. Rashi, Oike Ashloisha Melachim. Rashi was learning the Masechta Sanhedrin, and he got up to the parak of Shloisha Melachim, which means the beginning of this parak that says Shloisha Melachim Enam Chelak Leilam Abba. That's what we got up to. So Amar, he got up there with Talmidim. Amar Lamacha Niftach Bechavin. Tomorrow we're going to start with our friends. What does it mean with our friends? These three kings, our friends. Asa Menashe, Menashe was one of them, right? Yeravam, Menashe, Achav. So Menashe came to him, Ischazi Le Bechalme. He came to him in a cholim. Amar Chavroch Vechavre Da'avuch. Koreslan, you calling us your friend and your father's friend? You know what? Let me see what you know. Mehecha Bayez the Misha Amaitzi. Where do you cut Amaitzi from? Amalei, lo yadana, I don't know. Amalei, mehecha de bayis le misha amaitzi lo gemiris. You don't know where to cut amaitzi from, v'chavrach. Karislan, and you're calling us a friend? You don't even know a pashta halach, you're calling us a friend? Amalei, agmirli, teach me. Ulamacha de yushin lach mishmach bepirka. And tomorrow, I'll say over your name. I'll say it over in the shir, your name, from b'shem you. Amalei, so he said, mehecha de karim bishula. Where the bishul, the cooking of the bread, got cooked, well baked. Alright, so that's why chali, you make that simen, a lot of people make that simen. What are you looking for? You're making a place where it's baked well.
Yeah, but mashma, he would cut from the bottom.
The bottom?
That's where, yeah, because that's where it was on the
it was connected well, right. Yeah, that's where it's connected. That side, yeah. You're such a chacham. Why do you go and do Nevei Dezar? Look how much you know. Zazatam with chacham. Why do you go do Nevei Dezar? Amaloi, you have his chacham. If you would have been there, he was telling Ravashi, having a kitna, b'shipule in the kait, b'shipule galimas, v'ratas abesra. You would have picked up your my mother wore those longer, like Arabs wear. So you would pick it up and run, pick up your clothing and run so we, quick to Din Avodah Zarah.
But we said that he did it for a different reason. He wasn't because of Shnei Sahara.
Who?
That he was part of the Din Avodah Zarah, not because of Shnei Sahara.
Who, Menashe?
Yeah.
It was a type of Din Avodah Zarah.
But that wasn't the reason, though.
I understand, but he had to have a type for it. It was such a big Din Avodah Zarah. And they had such a great time. He says, if you would have been there, you would have that same time. You would have ran so quick to do it. The Malcha.
One of the three things that you said,
yeah.
Even though we said last time
we
came to
the
you said a little bit
of this, right? We'll see later that it's Malcha's Mishnah, I'm saying, but yeah, that's one of the first Mandama. Zakti Gemara. I'm alive.
Still her, when another one, I'm saying, wherever they are, they're still learning.
She was Tam Chacham. Look what's going on. Amalul Rabbanan, the Macha Amalul Rabbanan. The next day, he told Rabbanan Niftach b'Rabbasa. Let's start with our Abayim. Yitaka was Mekabel the Musa, and he said, "Let's start with Abayim." Now, how could be Rav Asher didn't know where to cut the challah from? No.
He probably cut like the way his father did, and he cut in the right place. But the point is, he didn't know where to draw up and then Kabbalah.
Yeah.
To hear what the
seven
him
on. No, but Itaka didn't know. He said, "I'm going to lay you down." He said, "I don't know." Okay. Zakti Gemara Vayite Achav.
Ravasa means what? We're going to mention them in the shir, like I just said.
Ravasa means my rebbein. That means he called them first. That tomorrow we're going to talk about Achaverim, and he showed him that I'm not Yichav, I'm not Yikalig, I'm a lot more chashul, and I'm Tam Tchav. The ladder, yeah.
Rabusa is the
kasha. Yeah,
the
rabbein. Zakti Gemara Achav. So that was Menashe. We'll get later to talk about him more. But the next person was Achav. The next melech in the chelak was Achav. The Gemara Achav Shemayim. He's bad to the Shemayim. And Av la'avedes kechavim. He's a father to avedes kechavim. Achav Shemayim. How do you know Achav means come bad? Achziv Ach the tzar yulav. So you see that Ach could be bad to Shemayim. Ach comes from. Woe was to the tzar. So you see, ach is a lashon bad. Avla v'edis kechavim. Yichsiv kriachim av abanim. Just like he had rechmanis, just like a father has rechmanis on the children. He had rechmanis on the avedizar. Sagt mal weiter, jetzt ist ein Passig, weil hier war noch ein Lechter, Chathos, Joven Benavot. What does that mean? Amar Beichinam, Kaloi she'osa Achav. The things was easy for Achav, ki chamuyo she'osa Yeravim, because he was so much worse. When they matala akasav, he was so much worse than Yeravim. What was bad for Yeravim was easy to do for Achav. So I was saying, they matala akasav Yeravim. Hakam always toila in Yeravim. He was much. Achav was much worse. We always were given marshal. It says leisarim kol chatas yiravam. What do you mean yiravam? It was Achav, much worse. Tamam neshuya tchila lekalkala. Yiravam was first to be mekalkal. Once he did kalkal, then Achav did much worse than him. But Achav had someone to learn from. It says in pasuk gam mizbechayisam ki galim atalme sada. What does that mean? Amar beichanan. What did Achav do? Ein lekalkal talam vekalam talam etz. He saw there wasn't a pile. That Achav didn't even have a zara and bow down to it. That's how bad he was. How do you know he's not going to come to Elam Abba? He called Achav, left Elam Abba.
It doesn't look like we. People think that the Maaseh Tiferes Yisrael looks so bad because of today's generation.
Every
corner had a Beit Zara there.
It's unbelievable.
So it sounds like much worse than it is today.
Yeah, you're right.
They think that Elam Haba because what
I'm
saying, anybody that does a Beit
Zara
doesn't mean Elam Haba.
Right. It means over here, you got Kaya Yisrael
to do a Beit Zara. That was the guy.
Right. Amr Abichin, Nema Zacha, Imi Amr the Malchus. Imi was his father. Why was he Zacha the Malchus? Nisha Haysif Kach Echad Be'etz Yisrael. He was Maysif, a city in Etz Yisrael. Shnema V'yikin, a Sahar, Shemir Me'is, Shemir V'v'chayim Kesef, a Yivin, a Sahar. V'yikin, a Shemir, a Shem B'na, a Shem B'na, a Shem B'na, sorry, a Shem Shemir, Adonai Yahar Shemir. So you see that he added a city to Etz Yisrael. So since he had a city to Etzel, he was Zechet to Malchus. Amar Bechem, the Mazach, Achav, the Malchus, Chav Veishana. Why was Achav Zechet 22 years? Nei, Shekibi, the Satayr, Shenitna, Bechav Veizaisis. He was a king for 22 years, such a bad person, but since he was so Mechav and Sevetayr, which was given in 22 Isis, so he was Zechet to be a king of 22 years. Shenem, Yishach Malachim al Achav, Melech Yisrael al-Ira, Mayayim Eloi, the kings that were fighting against Klai Yisrael, they sent a message to Achav and they said, "Yem Eloi, who's that? That was Ben Hadad. Kayama Ben Hadad. This is what Ben Hadad said. Kasmacha v'zav v'chali. Your silver and your gold are for me. Hu v'nashecha u'banecha atayvim lihem. Your wives and your children are mine. Kiyim ke'ez machas. So therefore tomorrow, eshlech esavada, I'm going to send my servants, elecha tzadir, to you. V'chipshu es beisecha. You can look after your house, but to have a decha. Give everything to them. They're going to take everything from you. And he told Malchai ben Hadad, go tell the master, the king, everything you want, I'm going to give you. But this last thing that you want, that I'm not going to give you. So my machmanacha, what didn't he want to give him? Lav sefetayah. So you see, so machav sef was ready to give his money and everything, his wife and the children, but not sefetayah. So Dima Dilma, avedus kechav. Maybe what he loved was avedus kechav. Maybe that's what he wasn't going to give. Dima leisakadayt can't be. Yechse vayomu elav kol hazakeinim v'chol ha'am leisay v'leisushna. They all told him, don't listen to the Ben Hadad, don't give it. So you see, there's a Kenim and the they wouldn't, if they would be of a desire, they would say, Adrahava, go give it away. So the Mavidum is Savi, the Baha Savi. Maybe it was the old, or the Kenim means Rishayim. Mila Yisiv, don't we know that it says, Yosha Adava, Bein Avshalom, Bein Chazikne Yisrael? And over there, Vama Yisiv, Savi, the Baha Sassim. So over there, it says Zikne Yisrael. And still, it's going in Rishayim. So maybe over also it's going in Rishayim. And Faket, the Takamenta Vaitazah. So the Gemara like Ksiv V'Chala'am. Hasam like Ksiv V'Chala'am. Over there it doesn't say V'Chala'am. Hachak Siva Chalama, Vehit Siva Chalama. It can't be that everyone was bad. The Yeshid Lehava Bahin Tzadiki. It can't be that there weren't any Tzadiki. Bechsiv.
Even amongst the older ones.
Right. Bechsiv, Ish'ati B'Yisrael. And like you see, it says, the left of Kal Yisrael, Shivis Alpayim, Kala B'Kayim, Ashalai Karu, Lebal. They all didn't deem of a desire of Baal. So you see, it can't be that they are chelik and klai, so they were good. So therefore, if it says the chalam and the chalas kainim, it has to be good. So obviously, they were talking about the sefer Torah, and you see, he didn't give up the sefer Torah. So you see that he was that he had some, since he was mechaber the Torah so much. So therefore, he was zeichet to 20, and Torah was given 22 ices. So therefore, he was zeichet to 22 years of malchus. Amar of Nachman, Achav. Shakalai. Achav was half bad and half good. He had half schuyis and half avinus. Shanema, Yema Hashem, mi yifates Achav. Hashem said, who's going to convince Achav? Vayav, vayipa, b'ramas gilad. That he should go fight with Ramas Gilad and he's going to lose. Vayem ezeh b'chai. So each one said that you know, they didn't want to do it. No one wanted to do it really. Now, if he was a Russian Rusha, why do you need to convince him?
What's the right that nobody wanted to do? So Mamela was.
See, if he was a Russian Rusha, then obviously it can't be that he was a Russian Rusha. Obviously he had a lot of schosim.
No, we're trying to bring right exactly that it was split.
No, so the Nakuda is not so much split. The Nakuda was that he had a lot of schosim. And actually explained. Shakalai. Mechza avainis and mechza schuyis. And with the Mahagi Kulahai that the look searched so much after me, if I had the Zachim, Masha the Bekashi Gadol Nanish. It doesn't mean exactly 50-50. But it means that the Bishar is that you see that he had a lot of schosim. He was talking to the Malachim upstairs. We're going to see in a minute what happened. Maskev Lo Abyeisim. Man de Kasavei. The person that says on him, Rak Lo Hayu Ka'achav. The Pasuk says, Rak Lo Hayu Ka'achav. Asher Esmak Alas Esarah Be'inei Hashem Asher Esat Ha'isei Zevel Ishtai. And Zevel Ishtai convinced him. The Tanina, we learned on this Pasuk, V'chal Yoyim Ha'isei Shekela Shikle Zav La'vedes Kechavim. He would take shkalim, gold shkalim to avodas kechavim. Va'at amid shkaloya. You're going to tell me he was half half? He gave every day. It was going to be thousands of dollars to avodas zara, and you say it was 50-50. So Gemara, Achav atram b'mayne. Achav was vitur. Mayne ayah mitach shehane tamid chacham v'nechasav. Since he ended up giving a lot of money to tzedakah. Kifru le mechza. That was mechapen and 50%. So you see what's going on here? All the avodah zarah and all that, you give money to the Talmud Chacham, you get a veto of 50%.
You'll see that the Talmud Chacham doesn't have to turn down the money.
Well, you need that badly, yeah? So you see the chashivas.
No, the stories with Gedolim, they didn't want to take money from certain people.
Maybe they didn't want to give the guy the schusim, but yeah. So you see the chashivas are giving stock to Talmud Chacham.
Yeah, but they don't want to take money from somebody that had a television, it says.
Yeah?
The yeshivas say that if you take the money for the bathrooms.
Yeah. Steht weiter im Pasuk. V'yetze ruach v'yamid lefnei Hashem. Here when the Baruch Hashem was calling out, who wants to convince Achav? So the ruach went out lefnei Hashem. V'yem ani afetan ha'ago. V'yem Hashem ha'elav. And said Hashem to him, v'yem v'ma. I'll go out and I'll be in the Vuv Sheker. Yuach Sheker will become the Vuv. But Yom Tefata. Began Tuchel. Say Vaseke. Go and be Mefata and you'll be able to do it. Say.
Why does someone have to be Shakel for them not to do it? Let's say
once. That's what he asked. Who says Shakel? I guess one Schuss wouldn't be enough. You have to have a lot of Schuss in that.
The also said they had a Kabbalah.
Oh, okay. Fine, that's the answer. But same, I guess one schus wouldn't be enough. That, more than people would appreciate. In my ruach, who's this ruach? Amar Bechanan, Ruchai Shal Navas HaYisraeli. Achav killed Navas HaYisraeli. Says he wanted to do Nekama. He wanted Nekama to go ahead and now kill Achav. Zakti Gemara might say, what does it mean, go out? I'm going to say Mechitza, leave my Mechitza. But I'm saying, leave my Mechitza. Saying a lie. They're saying it's going to be good for you, Kila. So that can't be by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So you have to leave my mechitza. I'm a papa. How did I mean she? The poem, kine machav beise. You do nekama is going to destroy your house. Because look, this person, this ruach was trying to do nekama, and what happened? They have to leave the mechitza of Hashem. So it's worth it to do mechitza. You see how nekama does to a person. Vayetzi achav es Hashem. The person's bad. Vayetzi achav Hashem. Vayosef achav laoyes lasses lachas Hashem alakei Yisrael. Mikol machi Yisrael l'shahay lufano. Achav went out and he did worse than anything any machi Yisrael did. What did he do? Abirchem shakasa v'dalsa shemra. He wrote in the doors of shemra. Achav kafav b'lekei Yisrael. Mefikach ein l'chedek b'lekei Yisrael. Since he was kafav d'ifah, he's not going to have. That means he was proud of it. He was announcing it. Such chutzpah we never had. Pasuk says v'ayit v'yivakash es chizyo v'yikido. They were looking for chizyo and the captain of him was chabi b'shemra and he was hiding in shemra. What was he doing there? Chizyo was anikah. Amar b'levi sheyikoydeh askaris. He took a Sefer Torah. He was crossing out the Rebbeinu Shlom's name, and he was writing Avodah Zarah's name instead in the Sefer Torah. Fine. That was Achav.
This is mamish, like for no purpose.
Mamish.
No, like there's no. It's like today when you see somebody doing lachas.
Mamish.
Achav was writing
names
of his
own. No, no. Yo. They were looking after him and saying, we did find him, the fellow Mishaim, what was going on? This is what he was doing. Menashe, that was the next king that in the Chedek and Abba. What did he do? Shanashaka, he forgot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why his name is Menashe. Dabar Acha, Menashe Shen Sheni Yetz Yisrael, he made Klai Yisrael forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avim Sheva Shemayim. Umenalon, how do you know the Layasi La'amud Asi? He's not going to come to the next world. He doesn't have Chedek and Abba. Dechsev, Ben Shteim Es Shana. Menashe b'Molchay, v'chamisha mechana shana malach b'Yishalayim. He was a king in Yishalayim. V'yas Asher b'Enei Hashem, kasher osa Achav melech Yisrael, just like Achav. So ma Achav, what are we trying to compare him to Achav? Ma Achav in the chedek l'anim abo, just like Achav doesn't have a chedek l'anim abo. Menashe in the chedek l'anim abo, that's the comparison. He doesn't have a chedek l'anim abo. Rabbi Yudayim, Menashe yesh a chedek l'anim abo. Menashe does have. Shenema v'yispal Menashe. El Hashem v'yasalai, Hashem listen to him. Amar Becheron, v'shneim mekara chadash, they both dash in one pasuk, shneima, v'nesatim l'zeava, l'chol mam l'chol yisoyetz, b'glal menashe v'chizki melech yudah sh'asa v'yishalai. So we say like this, ma'asava, b'glal menashe sh'asa tshuva, v'inu lo yavad. They're going to get punished because they saw menashe that deen so much of it is he did tshuva, so they're going to get punished the fact of learning from menashe, they should have learned from menashe. V'inu le'avad, they didn't do it. Ma'asavam, v'glam menashe le'avad tshuva. And faket, the reason why they're getting punished because Menashe was meishach them to go ahead and do avodah zarah. So me'ila, that's what it means. They're getting punished after Menashe. The Shadis had to learn that up. Either because Menashe did tshuva and they didn't learn from his ma'asim, or because Menashe pulled them in to do avodah zarah. So that's the machlokes. Does Menashe have a chedek l'avad or not? Did he do tshuva?